Happy October, everyone. This is Ellen Marie, your host for Motivation for Life. Thank you so much for listening and tuning in to my podcast. I know there is so much going on in the world. And to my listeners who are in the Middle East, we are praying for you daily. So much going on, so much tragedy happening in our world globally. And I just want to encourage you all, if you're listening to my podcast on any given day, just to take a moment, even if it's just 5 minutes, you know, to just pray, just to send up a prayer. Prayers don't have to be extremely long to be effective. I want to say that one more time. Prayers do not have to be extremely long to be effective. If you feel, oh, I don't have the time to pray, I don't have an hour, I don't have 30 minutes. Listen, 5 minutes, God, I thank you. We honor you, we exalt you, and we thank you for what you're doing in our lives. We thank you, Father God, for covering and keeping us. Please protect us as we go out, when we're coming back in. Heal us, our bodies, anything. Send the prayer up. Send it on up. And, you know, believe what you're praying. And thank God for doing it in advance. That is the key, is to believe what you pray in faith and thank God in advance. And sometimes it may not be that easy to do, right? But keep doing it. Keep praying. Keep on believing God. Keep on seeking. Keep on trusting Him. Keep on going. Keep going. I am a witness that if you keep going, you will see and understand why certain things may have been placed on your journey, on your path, and that you are not given this battle because you cannot handle it, but to strengthen you so that you may be strong. Simple, right? Sounds simple. Simple enough. Simpler than said than done. But it will strengthen you. And as time moves forward, it may not get easier, but you do get stronger, right? Sometimes the pain doesn't lessen. It's just that you learn to deal with it a lot more better. I should say, as time moves forward, you begin to understand more or understand things a lot better as time moves forward, and give yourself a chance to understand and to learn whatever the lesson was for you to learn, so that you can move forward in your own life and you can be a help to someone else who may and more than likely will go through something similar to what you have gone through. And just allow that to work for you and not against you. You know, I believe this month is a beautiful month to be happy. Happy October. You know, the fall month, the beginning of fall, and just a beautiful season to allow yourself to enjoy the things that make you truly happy within. And whether it's one thing, two things, 10 things, allow it to work for you and not against you. And I encourage you this month, if you can, to balance it out. I've been saying that a lot the past couple of days, but just to balance things out, you know, as you're working, as you're focused, as you're doing these things for your goals and focusing on those things, balance it out with a little bit of fun here and there if you can, just so that you can infuse more joy and peace and happiness into your world. I think with so much going on, a lot of us, you know, we tend to forget about that part, right? Because we're so focused on just working, getting things done, whatever the case may be, just a lot of the things that may be weighing us down. But we have to be able to balance that thing and still say, you know what, I'm gonna do this because this makes me feel good, or, you know, this makes me happy, relaxed. I'm gonna go ahead and get a massage. massage, because I know that this is going to work for me to help release tension and stress and just different things, right? I'm going to go for a walk. I'm going to exercise today because I like it, or it makes me feel good. You know, it's adding to my life. I'm going to go check out a movie because, you know what, I've been wanting to see that, you know, and go do what it is that you know will make you happy, even in that moment, and it's good. Just go ahead and do it. And I encourage you to infuse more of that into your life. And, you know, with me, I've been doing a lot of that, you know, working more so. And so I made a vow to myself to just do a bit more, more to have fun, so to speak, you know, and to infuse that into my life a little bit more this month. So I'm super excited. I am super excited. This is my birth month. And so I am going to do a little bit of celebrating, I guess you could say. Not a whole lot, but enough to balance the scales. You know, so I want that for you too. And I also want to encourage you guys to don't lose sight of the vision, right? You know, sometimes things will come and take us off course just a little bit. Just, you know, have us thinking, well, maybe this, I shouldn't work on this, or maybe I shouldn't do this right now. Put things in perspective. Write the vision. Make it plain for yourself so that you can see what it is that you want to accomplish going into next year. You know, we're already in the last quarter of this year, and I encourage you to really think about what it is that you want to do for 2024 and beyond, right? But if you want to look at more short term, I consider next year to be short term goals, because man, it's already here, right? It's already here. So I just want to encourage you, you know, whatever those things that you want to focus on, those goals, those things that you want to get done, get her done, get it done, write it down, set it in motion for yourself, set things in motion, you know, give yourself some more motion. Let's get it, you know, and just allow these things to work for you and not against you. It is always for your good. No matter what we go through in this life, it is for your good, your highest good, your highest self, who you were meant to be in the earth. So keep striving for it. Keep believing God for it. Keep praying. Keep writing the vision, even if you have to write it daily, so that it can encourage you to keep on going for it. Do it. Do it. I am excited for you. I'm excited for us. I'm excited for change. And I am just thankful for all of you who tune in when I do post, when I have something to say. And so have a beautiful, beautiful rest of your week. And again, this is Ellen Marie, your host for Motivation for Life. Have a great week, guys.